Well, there's no telling what the internet will embrace next. But in 2017, between major moments like Trump tweets and Me Too posts, social media took to the stars. Easy, accessible, and brand-friendly astrology is making a big comeback. Here to break it all down with this trend is WNYC's Alejandra Salazar. Ali, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So recap us real quick how astrology works.
So in Western cultures, astrology is based on the 12 sun signs of the zodiac. Mm-hmm. Every person has a sign based on when they were born, and you get horoscopes and advice based on the sign. So, for example, I'm a summer baby, so I'm a Leo, and you just had your birthday, so you're a Capricorn.
Yes, I am. So, okay, this has been around for years. How does it manifest itself on the internet?
So in 2017, the joke was to exaggerate sun signs and horoscopes. I've been stressed lately. Mercury's in retrograde, that's why. They didn't text you back. Oh, of course, they're a Scorpio. No offense to Scorpios.
Okay.
List categorizing sun signs made the rounds. You had signs as Disney princesses, Kanye West lyrics, Harry Potter characters, so forth.
Why it's so popular now?
Well, I spoke to Dorothea Lasky. She's a poet and professor at Columbia University, and she also runs the popular Astro Poets Twitter account with fellow New York-based poet Alex Dimitrov. I asked her the same thing.
The more that we mistrust the powers in charge or just things we don't have control over, I think the more we turn to like practices that we can sort of own on our own.
The New York Times' Amanda Hess has called astrology a cosmic BuzzFeed quiz. She's not wrong. Like online quizzes, the appeal of horoscopes is how they take a set of finite qualities and assign them to people in a way that feels personalized. So it's kind of brilliant for the internet because it's so adaptable.
What's in the stars for astrology's future? I mean, will it still trend this year?
So Lasky admits it's easy to be skeptical. But she says astrology isn't just popular because it's easy to parody. She says it's also a way to self-reflect.
Of course, you are more than the 12 signs, but it's very hard to deny its ability to tell you a little bit about yourself.
So as for your question, I'm predicting yes.
And you have any advice for Capricorn? Can you see in the future?
I wouldn't know, but wishing you the best this 2018.
Thank you, Alejandra Salazar. Thanks so much.